Hey, Berry Besties. Welcome to my daily dump. So, as per usual, I started my day with the Miracle Morning Practice, and today was an all-in-one again. And as I mentioned yesterday, I absolutely love that. So I got to complete my savers all in one go with, I think it was an 11 and a half minute recording. So I absolutely love that. Quick and easy. I did have to make a pivot today, my mom's appointment. And so that was fun. It was difficult to get her going this morning a little bit. You know, when we get older, we just don't move like we used to, most of us. And so she seems to forget that she doesn't move as quickly. Actually, she doesn't forget. She knows that, but maybe she's just got high hopes that she can not get ready and until the very last minute and then be able to pull it off. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in her brain sometimes, but I think we're going to find out. So on Friday, we're going to go for some brain testing, which is new territory for me. And I've had a lot of new territories with my mom in the last year and a half-ish. So we'll see what that's like. And yeah, so that appointment was pretty good overall. But I had to move an interview in order to accommodate. I was supposed to interview Noah May today. And if you're not familiar with Noah, he is the host of the podcast Lethal Venom. So you can go check that out if you're interested. So we're gonna reschedule, and unfortunately we won't get to record until at least next month. So really disappointed in that. If you are, speaking of podcasts, if you are a listener of the High Functioning Disaster, then you are probably enjoying my conversation with Hillary Momberger Powers. And I have to say that she is one of the sweetest but she's fun and yet calming at the same time. And so I just love her, and I'm glad that I can call her a friend. And so getting to hear from her, you know, she texts sometimes. So I received a text from her yesterday and today. And so I love hearing from her, and I'm just grateful that I can call her a friend. And if you haven't listened to the conversation that I have with her, it is this week's conversation. So it's broken out in four parts. So Monday, Tuesday, today, and tomorrow, all of those episodes are my conversation with Hillary. And I have to say, when I was editing that, every time I'm just smiling because she just brings a lot of joy. And plus, she has some really great, solid advice, I think. And I love her story. It's so powerful. You know, if you're triggered by trauma, though, she does have a trauma story. And so just take care of yourself if you are triggered by that. So also in podcasting news, I was able to re-record my story for my Life in the Berry Lane podcast. And I did not get it edited, but I've got it on the list for tomorrow. So finishing my story finishing the re-recording of it is a big deal. So I've been really agonizing over losing it, and I really just needed to get over myself. And apparently, I was tired today. The dogs got to go to play school, which I know that they were really thrilled with because they absolutely love to go there and play all day. But the house was so quiet, you can hear a pin drop when they're not here. And so I was reading Total Money Makeover, and apparently I fell asleep with my Kindle in my hand because Brandon had an appointment. And when he got back, he woke me up and said, you fell asleep and you're going to drop your Kindle if you don't, you know, like put it down or something. So yeah, the book is totally not boring. I'm in chapter 3 or 4. I can't remember. But it's a particularly long one, and it's going through all these money myths. Actually, I have my Kindle right here so I can look at it real quick. Hopefully I don't bang my microphone, because we all know that that would be fun to edit, right? So this is, I'm just checking. Yep, I don't know. Oh yeah, chapter 3. It's called Debt Myths, Debt is Not a Tool. And it makes a ton of sense because it talks about how credit is essentially sold to us as a tool for getting ahead. Like, you have to build your credit, and credit card offers are massive. Like, they're a massive effort for credit institutions. And so it says that there are like millions of offers that go out every year via mail and email. And I remember being a traditional age college student, and in the bookstores, when you would go buy your textbooks, there would be credit card applications in there. And then I'm trying to remember the boxes that they used to give us in the dorm. So I think they were called Good Stuff boxes, and there was a different one based on, you got one based on your gender. There were credit card offers in there too. So definitely we're trying to get us Gen Xers hooked on debt. I know that, and that was in the 90s. So I know that, like, I vaguely remember that there was some kind of legislation. I don't know if that was just in Indiana or if it was nationwide, that credit card companies couldn't target college students. And that meant that they couldn't put those offers in the bags when at the bookstore. And they couldn't go in the Good Stuff boxes, although I don't think they do Good Stuff boxes anymore. And quite honestly, I think probably most people either don't purchase books at all, or they purchase online via like Amazon or something. I know that, so I didn't finish college when I first went as a traditional age college student. I didn't finish, but when I went back to school in the early 2000s-ish, like the mid-aughts, I didn't buy my textbooks from the campus bookstore. Like, I went there, but they were so expensive, like way more expensive than I remembered. And so I just started buying everything that was required from Amazon. And I mean, I guess it kind of helped Amazon become the giant that it is, but it saved me money. And sometimes that's what's important. I know that, I don't know why I'm going down this hole, but here we go. There was a time when I was a Tupperware consultant. And I did it because Brandon thought it would be great. He was feeling so nostalgic. His mother sold Tupperware, and they had a lot of Tupperware in their house. Like, I'm talking about Tupperware brand Tupperware, not the Ziploc or Gladware stuff you buy at Walmart or Target or something. Although I did see that you can buy actual genuine Tupperware at Target. I'm not sure if that is still the case, but I did see that it was supposed to be. So I signed up to sell Tupperware, and I struggled with it. I did okay-ish, but like I understood, because before I went back to school, I understood what it's like to struggle financially and to, you know, just barely be making ends meet. And then when somebody wants you to buy something that's expensive, and I'll say Tupperware is pricey, it is much better quality than the things that you can buy in the store, like Gladware and Ziploc stuff or Rubbermaid even, but it is pricey. And I know that there's a markup because they have to pay the consultants their commission. But at the same time, I understand that sometimes you need to save money on the front end, which means you buy things like Gladware or Rubbermaid or whatever that's less expensive, because that's the money that you have when you're filling your need for storage containers. And like, I totally understand that. And so I've always been super, what's the word I need? Aware, I guess, hyper aware of people maybe not being able to afford something and then not being willing to apply any kind of pressure to anyone to make any purchases. So I don't know why I went down that little hole there, but I'm coming back out. I'm looking at my list. I have to make a list of the things that happened, because if I don't, things like what just happened will happen, and then I'll not talk about things that went on today. So I practiced yoga. I did my yoga last night. That was such a good one. So it was, I know I didn't say which one I was going to do, but it was a yin style. The only complaint I have about it is we didn't hold the poses long enough. And I love a good solid traditional yin style class that requires you to hold a pose for like 3 to 5 minutes. It really helps your fascia to, you know, release and helps your flexibility. And I love a good hip opener and a thread the needle to stretch your shoulders. Oh my gosh, there are such juicy poses. Anyway, I am going down another hole. Sorry. But I love yoga, and I actually love this goal that I've made for myself to exercise every day, doing either Pilates or yoga or a combination of the two. I think that's called Pyo, which is probably why I say Pilates. I just made that connection. Anyway, so I am just loving it, but I am still so incredibly sore from the Pilates I did on Monday. Today, it's really mainly my obliques and my thighs that hurt the most, my quads. And so, they are absolutely killing me. So I'm just sticking to yoga for right now. And then tomorrow, my plan for tomorrow is to do Pyo, but we'll see. And then to do on Friday, the yoga workout I did today, which is super intense, but I love it. Anyway, so I worked in the office today, as you know, if you've been listening to my series here for the month. We've been reorganizing, and we did a little bit of rearranging on Sunday. And I made a little bit of headway, so I'm really proud. So my Calyx unit, I think I talked about my Calyx unit on Sunday. The top of it, I stood on a step stool, and I dusted the top of it, and I reorganized that, and I moved some things off and put some different things on, and I'm pretty pleased with that. And then I did a couple of other things. I went through some things and decided, you know, this is, we're going to get rid of this. We don't need this anymore. And so I feel really proud and productive in that regard. I FaceTimed with my brother. I really love talking to my brother. He's different from me. Of course, he's an individual, but he's an HVAC technician and he works in commercial heating and air conditioning. And he'll tell me about different things that he worked on in the day. It means absolutely nothing to me, but I'm happy to listen. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I have a brother and that we are, you know, speaking more and not just about our mother, but, you know, telling me about, you know, what he did at work today and how things are going for him. I really appreciate that. But I caught him up on my mom's appointment today and let him know what's going on there. And so I'm looking at my note just to make sure whether or not I missed anything. Oh, I didn't put it on here, but oh man, just a little bit ago. So I needed some extra protein. And so I love to put my Oikos protein shakes in the freezer, but I forgot about this one. And so it's been sitting out, but apparently it hadn't been sitting out quite long enough because when I took the lid out off, it was frozen solid. And then I waited a while longer and the shake was frozen in the spout. And so I squeezed it a little bit because usually I can squeeze it just gently and it'll, that sort of plug will pop right out and no problem. Well, it popped out, but I also got sprayed/splattered. I don't know how to describe it, but all over my face and it's on my, it got on my pop filter over my microphone and on my desk, on my shirt, on my pants, on my chair. So yeah, I had to clean up a mess before I could come talk to y'all. Anyway, so that will do for today and I'll see you tomorrow for my next dump.